Hey guys, this week's episode is brought to you by the good folks over at GadgetOfTheMonth.com. Be sure to check them out for FUN accessories for all your iOS devices. They've got chargers, they've got cables, they've got lights, they've got lenses, they've got all sorts of fun stuff. They have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and hey, they ship worldwide, so wherever you are right now, they can get stuff to you. So go check them out online. What have you got to lose? It's free to look. Head on over to GadgetOfTheMonth.com today. But for now, enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere. This is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast, and I am your host. I go by the name of Scott Anderson. I am a dreamer, a storyteller, a renaissance man, and most importantly, I'm a nice guy trying to not finish last. Thank you so much for coming by to check out the show. Oh my gosh, it means so much. I mean, you didn't have to, and you did. It's amazing. Thank you. Before we go any further, if you would like to support the show, then please leave a quick rating or a review in the world-famous iTunes store. If you want to subscribe to the show so it comes to you automatically and free every single week, then you can do that over in iTunes or via the official BlackBerry Podcasts app. If you find yourself on social media, then please tell a friend to tell a friend to look us up and hit that like button for us over at thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. Hey, we are back on the podcast again for another week. And you know what? No real intro. We're just going to jump right back into it this week. Here it is, me and Natalia picking up last week's conversation in which we wrapped up with her saying persistence is not a good thing for dudes trying to court women. Now, that is a total monkey wrench into my plan of attack in life. So we're going to see what she meant exactly by that. But before we go into it, there are two things I got to clear up before we jump into this podcast. Now, see, this one gets kind of heavy into relationships. And much like last week when we talked about fashion, I know very little on the subject. I mean, if you looked at my relationship resume, it's pretty much bullshit, kind of like my real resume, to be honest with you. The first thing I gotta clear up is that I make reference to my aunts trying to hook me up with their daughters. Now, when I say aunts, I don't mean the siblings of my parents. What I mean is, in my culture, in the part of the world where my family's from, an aunt is what you would call an older woman that you know. Same way an uncle would be like an older dude that you know. Example, if you were talking about your neighbors who live next door, you wouldn't call them Mr. and Mrs. Smith. For our culture, it would be Uncle John and Auntie Pocahontas. So when you do get to that part of the podcast, just know that ain't nobody here is trying to get busy with their cousin. I mean, that was just the one time and he said he was totally into it, so know that. The second thing I wanted to clear up before we jump into this podcast would be the question that I get quite a bit these days. It goes a little bit like, hey, Scott, I was just wondering, so like, what's your deal? Are you like seeing anybody right now? Now, see, I don't know how I get this question these days because my entire life, I've been the guy who doesn't get the girl. I mean, if my life were a movie, I wouldn't even be the hero. I'd be like the semi-cool sidekick who is either going to be loved by everybody at the end or dies and hopefully shows up in some sort of prequel. Like I'm Han from Fast and the Furious. Actually, no, Han even got a girl by the end of it. God damn, I'm no one. But in the interest of full disclosure, am I seeing anyone? No. Would I like to change that? Sure. Would I change it for just anybody? Hell no. And I'm just gonna leave that there. If you wanna know more, then you can continue to stalk my Twitter page. Hashtag shots fired. But anyways, here we go. Me and Natalia, round three. It's the end of the trilogy. Let's go. So we left off last time on persistence is not a good look when trying to court one of the females in life. You're sure about this?
I am sure.
Oh, God. I'm screwed.
No, I mean, there's creepy persistence and there's cute persistence.
Okay, I feel like, is there a fine line?
There is a fine line.
How do I not cross this line?
All right, let's take this one guy for example. Let's face it. I went to an all-girls school, so I met people online. Nothing wrong with that. So I joined, I joined a few sites, this and that. I joined Match recently. Don't join it. Please don't. It's a waste of money. No one actually talks to you. And you waste, like, a purse money.
Really?
Yes.
That's the one you have to pay for that one.
You have to pay for Match. I'm like, okay, so you pay, so less creeps. Nope, equal amount of creeps. Just don't want to creep you back.
Side note, I do know two people who, like, they did the online dating
thing. And they met someone?
No, they actually got married.
Oh, okay. Well,
because they're the two of them are like the weirdest people I've ever met in my life. Had their wedding on a Monday. It was a wedding on a Monday.
I don't know, Jews.
Weird. No, it was not J Day.
No, they do have it though.
What?
Jews do have weddings during the week.
Yeah, that's fine if you do, but we're not Jewish. Like everyone always gets their wedding Saturday.
So you can drink.
Maybe you get a Friday, so you can get wasted. But you gotta go places on Tuesday. You don't have your wedding on a Monday. But I digress. Persistence. Back to persistence.
Right. So persistence. This one guy I met, and I was like, okay, we seem cute enough. For some reason, he don't want this picture up, but I'm like, well, how bad could it be, right?
Okay.
I'm not a shallow person. Don't get me wrong. Personality first. One of my boyfriends, he wasn't extremely good looking, but he was the sweetest guy in the world, and it worked for like a year. So I'm like, okay, I'll meet up with this guy.
Okay.
Being cool and all, I went to his house. Great move.
Okay.
Anyway.
You're on his turf.
I'm on his turf. So I pull into the driveway and he's smoking a cigarette. I'm like, great. First thing I hate, smoking.
Yes.
Because it smells. And I
it
have
does
like
smell,
a slight
yes.
allergy to like all
same,
the smoke.
Same. I do have an allergic. It's like a mild.
Yeah. I sometimes get a migraine because I get migraines and
yeah.
smoke will trigger it, the cigarette smoke. So I come in and then I see him, from far away, squinting from the car. I'm like, it's not bad. Maybe lights on, lights off kind of deal.
Okay.
So I come up closer. So he's a chef, a sous chef, which is cool. I like eating. Could work out.
You do need, you gotta eat.
I gotta eat. And then he'll make it so I don't gotta pay, right?
There you go. You're winning.
So I'm like, this is a win-win, right? Maybe, he'll make something good to eat. So we got down to his place. Apparently this was his parents in the basement.
Okay.
Own apartment though, in the basement.
Okay.
With his parents though.
He's a family man.
I think he just moved back because he was telling me that didn't work out with his girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm like, that's fine. So we sit down, we watch a movie. So the whole movie, I'm talking because he wants me to talk. He's not saying anything. And then the second time I go see him, so he tries to make a move. He just pounces.
On the second time?
On the second time.
Okay.
This is after texting. He's like, oh, you had a good time. Like, what kind of good time? He didn't say anything to me, right?
Yeah, I'm no relationship guru here. I think he's moving kind of quick.
So he passes on me, and then, I kind of start making out, and I'm like, ew, what am I doing, right?
Okay.
I jump off, I wait a few minutes, I'm like, I gotta go. But then,
yeah.
And then I was talking to my friend, I'm like, am I shallow for not, wanting to hang out again or something? And he's like, what does he look like? I'm like, okay, so he's, maybe about 5'6", 5'7", so maybe a few inches taller than me.
Okay.
He's, slightly round, nothing wrong with that. Little extra loving. That's
hey.
Cool. Ginger.
Okay.
Ginger beard.
Okay.
Starting with bald spot in the middle of his head. Or a receding hairline on top of that. Beard. Like a big bushy thing. I hate beard.
Yeah.
Smell like cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. That can be a problem.
And he just wants to I don't know. It's like a creepy vibe. And he keeps... So I'm like, okay, well, I'm not looking for a relationship and I'm not looking to hook up. I'm just friends. But, I have a friend's quota. I met my friend's quota. Let's face it.
Okay.
I have a lot of friends. So he keeps texting me still. He's like, we should hang out. I'm like, I got a job. I made up a job.
That's
how good his listen is. I made up a job that I go to 9 to 5, 5 days a week. He's like, well, can you hang out today? I'm like, well, I have a job, so I can't. And he's just, for 2 months now, he's still been texting me over and over. He creeps me. He found me on this, other website for being people. And he's like, oh, but we should hang out. He's like, oh, you're really pretty, right? But, my standard reply is like, oh, thank you so much. You're really sweet. You're making me blush. That's what I text back. Usually they stop or they continue.
Okay.
He's like, well, I told you that many times. I'm like, crap, I shouldn't have texted anything.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I got sucked in. And then he's like, a lot of friends want to see me too. And he's like, no, we'll just make time to hang out. I'm like, if we went out in public, it'd be cool, but I don't want to hang out in your basement again watching movies.
Yeah, go out and do something. You gotta have the group date. That's the one you want.
Or at least in public. I don't want to be in a basement. I'm not going to shut in.
Yeah.
And then all the guys on the site, they seem to be, the ones that I tried, for some reason, seem to be between, 25 to, 40. All of, Middle Eastern descent.
Okay.
Just Middle Eastern. Like, I'll get 20 hits in a day, and they're all Middle Eastern.
Strictly from Middle Eastern?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just Middle Eastern. And I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand.
I'm sure there's one Middle Eastern person listening to the show.
I don't get it. And
clarify.
If you find my Twitter, you can look at my picture. Tell me. I'm so appealing.
I know, I know this one guy who, like... Like, the story I heard, I didn't hear the details, but he pretty much invited this girl I know up to Dubai. He's like, hey, you want to come to Dubai with
me? That's, like, the one place I'd definitely not go.
Like, she's like, yeah, I want to go. I'm like, why do you want to go? She's like, yeah, free trip.
Free trip, are you like...
I'm like, yeah, okay, everybody.
Kidnapped or something.
You're never coming home.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't really know.
And these other guys are like, oh, you're so pretty, you're so beautiful, come make coffee with me. And I'm like... Can you at least use, like, proper English or, like, full words and not, like, this you and C and chill? Chills with a Z. I'm like, you already wrote chill. Why are you going to put the Z at the end? This is an extra keystroke.
Yeah, it's not shortening the word, is it?
I know. I don't get it. And, I mean, the guys that I do find, like, at school, there's maybe a 4 or 5 guys that I found really attractive. So I made the move.
You made the move.
I made the move. So first year, this guy, really hot, tall, made a move. I was like, who is that? Actually trying to Andy. I'm like, Andy. I'm like, you're talking to him, who is it? He's like, oh, he's my law partner. But I'm not introducing him. I'm like, well, why not? He's like, because I know what you want to do. I'm like, so I'm like, fine. So I did it myself. I saw where he sits, sat down, and then he joined me, right? I'm like, hi, you know, my name's Natalia, this and that. And we started being friends. And then after a while, he's like, you know, if I wasn't going out with my girlfriend at the time, I'd definitely try to ask you out.
Okay.
I was like, damn, why do you have a girlfriend? That's another thing. I attract guys with girlfriends. Or fiancés.
Like, or fiancés.
Hey. This other guy also, I was hanging out with him. I saw him. Motorcycle, right? Motorcycle helmet. You think motorcycle. Hot, right? He was pretty good looking. He's actually from New Zealand, so he had a slight accent on some of his words that I only picked up.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with an accent.
So I, you know, I'm like, cool, can I bite you? I was like, oh, I'll show you. So I was like, you know, it was going well. And then I guess I found out he had a girlfriend.
Okay.
So I dropped off because I don't want to be a homewrecker.
Yes.
And then he was in my stats class again. So I started talking to him again. And then we'd hang out and we're like inseparable. Like, it made the guy with the fiance jealous because I was with someone else. But he had a girlfriend.
He has a fiance. Why is he being jealous?
I don't know. He was just unhappy with this.
You can't have it all, man.
And then he's like, you know, we got really wasted after our thesis. After my thesis, he was still hanging out with me. He's like, you know, if you didn't have a girlfriend, definitely ask me out. And I'm like, what's with this? You having a girlfriend and ask me out. And then we look at the girlfriend's pictures, like, Effie, me and Effie. It's always Effie. She's like, oh my God, did you see this picture of his, like, wife or girlfriend, fiance? She's so ugly. You're so much better looking. All my friends say this. I'm like, it's no consolation, though.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a situation that I'm going to say I don't know of.
It's funny, because then it just goes on and on. Like, these guy stories, like, once. I'm pretty sure I'm digressing from the main fact. These are still guy-girl stories, so not so much. Grade 9, I hooked up with this guy who was 18. So I was 14, he was 18.
Okay.
And then I hooked up with a guy who was 20. I was 14. They were brothers.
Yeah.
Hooked up with them the same night.
Oh.
Just, like, made out and stuff. Because I was young and they were a lot older.
Okay.
But brothers. I have no luck with this guy stuff.
Not like I have luck with women stuff.
I mean, like, I'll know guys, but it's not working.
Yeah. I once knew this girl, right? It was... I don't really know what it was because my memory sucks. Or I'm lying. Either or. So I was hanging out with this girl. We got really cool with each other over, like, 5 months, I want to say. 5 or 6. And, like, we're cool. We're, like, we could talk to each other for hours on end, never get bored. And she throws out the phrase, I love you. Did you know, fact, that there is a difference between the phrase, I love you, and I'm in love with you?
There is a difference?
There's apparently a huge difference.
I mean, I'm in love with you. Is that I?
That's what you think. That is exactly. That is exactly what you think you're getting. Yeah.
But I'm in love with you could be like as a friend. Like I was in love with tons of my friends because they were.
It's like I'm in love. Aspects. I love you is like I'm in love with cookies. Shout out to cookies. I did not know this at the time. So I'm like, oh.
No.
So I'm like, oh, sweet.
It's like leading you on.
I guess I got my life figured out. So, this is a couple months in. By the time we get to 5 months, is one day she just casually mentions a story about her and her boyfriend. I'm like, wait, what?
See, exactly.
She's like, oh yeah, I got this boyfriend and da 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 da. I'm like, wait, what the hell are we doing here?
That's what I don't get. I mean, why don't people disclose the fact they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend if they see that someone's into them? When guys approached me and had my boyfriend, I was like, listen, I have a boyfriend. We can hang out, just so you know, but I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I said that. It didn't discourage just one guy I knew. I know this guy from grade 10. I met him at a concert with my friend, who's my friend's friend. We went to a concert together.
Yeah.
He was really hot. He didn't know my name, though.
No, well, the thing is, there's always a point where it just you go too far into knowing someone, and then all of a sudden you can't ask them their name.
No, and he wouldn't ask for my name.
That's
and then he finally asked my friend, my friend said it out loud, and he's like, oh, okay, right? So then we were on and off, he liked me, I liked him, he had a girlfriend, I had a boyfriend. He knew I had a boyyfriend, but we met up. So we went to, the bookstore, because, you know, it was high school, whatever.
Yeah.
We went to the bookstore, and we started making out in, the comic book section, because he's a big comic book geek. He was hot.
I do like comic books.
And he had Bryce Motorcycle, so it was really hot.
Okay.
And then, so we started making out, we ended up, falling on the floor, and this couple comes in, this gay couple, which I don't remember wrong with them. He's like, oh, whoops, this aisle's busy, right? So then they kind of went off.
I gotta go to more bookstores. Goodness.
At least the ones I'm in, right? And he's like, oh, look at this comic book, I'm really close, right? And I was like, what? And I'm like, but, you know, I have a boyfriend, but I still continued on because I liked him from before.
Okay, so when is persistence not creepy?
It's not creepy when you know the girl's into you and she's just shy and say yes. So if a girl gives you the runaround 3 times in a row, probably not
that into you.
No. Huh. If I say, okay, well, if we hung out, but I was really shy, I wasn't getting close, it's because I was really nervous. Because if I like a guy, I'll get really nervous and I won't be close and I won't be open.
Okay.
But if I'm open with you and really, you know, I'm probably not that into you.
See, I don't know when I'm getting near the line.
You should probably just text me and I'll tell you.
Yeah, see, I'm not that guy. I go in solo. I have no wingman ever.
Oh, no. Okay. I'll just, be the little, person on your shoulder, be like, too much, stop,
yeah.
He's back.
Yeah.
But if the girl still talks to you, if you text the girl or call the girl and she calls you back regularly, you're okay. But if she, reads your thing and you can tell she read it, but, 3 days later she doesn't answer to you, no.
Yeah, see, that's why you need the BlackBerry, because it can tell you when people read
that too.
I don't have an iPhone either. I have a Nokia.
Oh.
So, genuinely, I don't know when people read my stuff. And I text some pretty random shit to people. I don't know why anybody answers anything I ever text, because none of my text messages make sense.
And don't be afraid to approach a girl. I mean, if she looks at you twice and you're walking down the street, you know, you have a good chance of being like, ask her the time, or do you know where this street is? Make up something, and you probably, get a conversation going, and she might give you a number. You know, she takes out your phone, and you're like, you know, and then she's playing with her phone. She subconsciously wants you to ask her a number.
Oh, that's the move?
That's what I would do. That's what I do. Of course, no one ever gets the hint. All the wrong guys get the hint.
You see, the dudes who you want to get the hint don't know how to look for hints.
No.
This is the male problem in life.
Yes. And the ones that get the hint or think they're getting a hint.
There's a reason they know how to look for hints. What you want, ladies, is an idiot who is oblivious to everything.
Yeah.
And you can mold them in your own fashion.
Yeah.
And then you're good. You can train him.
You're set for life.
You can domesticate him.
Like a stray cat or dog.
He can be like a puppy. What else do we got? I got nothing.
There's this funny story when I started going out with this guy. And this was high school, so whatever, I was young. And we went out for three, four months. And his friend's like, you know, after going out for two, three, 4 months, you have the right to demand for sex.
What?
And then my boyfriend was telling me, because we were open. And I'm like, who told you this? He's like, oh, my friend Chick, right? His name was Chick. I forgot what his name was. And I'm like, does he have a girlfriend? No. Did he have a girlfriend? No. Will he have a girlfriend? Not anytime soon. Why does he have the right to demand?
I'm pretty sure you can't demand that.
Yeah.
If you do, I think you might be a rapist.
I think, yeah, if she says no and you keep going, I think that's wrong.
Again, persistence is creepy.
And not useful in this situation. Just because you say yes, no, 5 times, it doesn't turn to a yes on the 6th.
Yeah, you gotta know when to give up.
Yeah. You're not giving up, you're just pinning it off. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You didn't fail, you're just
put your energy into something else.
Yeah. Maybe get her a flower, like a rose.
Yeah, just buy roses. Speaking of leading people on, this one time, I don't know where we all were, but there was this dude that was with, we're all hanging, right? And this dude starts talking to this girl we didn't know. And the two of them, they're getting on famously, they knew each other, even though they're just meeting. So we're talking, right? And apparently, the story goes, she goes to him, so, what's your deal? Are you single? And my friend, he tries to play it like he's cool at this point, right? He's like, ah, well, you know, for the time being.
Oh, you know, no, don't do that.
If something comes along and makes me change my mind, like he's trying to be smooth and shit.
Doesn't work.
And apparently, I think it was going good for him. But from the way I remember the story, he flips it back on her. So he goes, so, what's your deal? She goes, oh, I have a boyfriend, but I'm thinking of ending the relationship.
Oh, wow, no, don't do that.
In fact, you know what? Right now, I think I'm going to do it. He's over there. I'm going to go tell him, wait for me. And my friend's like, what?
Run.
What are you talking about? And he looks over, and of course, it's like the 8 foot tall dude in the corner.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God.
The angry look on his face.
Why am I even here? And I think, well, he lived, so I guess it ended well for him. But yeah. Don't break up people's relationships.
No.
I can't.
Don't be a home wrecker.
Don't wreck a home.
I never do. Like, once I find out they have a girlfriend, I'd like back off. I don't know why I don't tell you earlier.
Yeah, just, you should, like, just put that out there. It needs to be out there anyway.
Yeah. And so, like, I'll look on the Facebook, but not everyone does it on Facebook.
There's a lot of creepiness that goes on Facebook. This is why I don't like to put anything on Facebook. By the way, If you're like a aunt of mine or someone who I've ever called an aunt, I'm not trying to date your daughter.
Are you kidding me? So we go buy delis from a farm, okay?
Okay.
And my mom, because once there was her hot son was there, right? I guess he was back from university for the break. He was hot, don't get me wrong. He was good looking, Polish, I liked it. So my mom, next time we went, she asked, do you have anyone that could set my daughter up with? She's like, oh yeah. The guy's like, yeah, we have someone, so we call someone over. He's like short, burly guy. I'm like, no, that's not the guy. Send him back.
Yeah, it's always weird.
I'm like mortified. I'm like, mom, what'd you try to do? And then Easter dinner, there's these, my trailer neighbors, his brother came, and he has a son that's like 22 or 23 back in old country.
Okay.
He's like, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so nice. And then apparently he's trying to hook me up with his son through my mom.
Yeah. So I don't like when that happens.
May the Lord help you with anything like his dad.
That's weird, man. I ended up at, we're like at this old reunion for a bunch of Guyanese people. So we end up, we're all outside, and I don't know, either my mom or my dad calls me over to meet some lady. And I get there, you know, I hug up everybody. And this lady, instead of just saying hi, she hits me with the elevator stare. Now, I don't know if I have to explain the elevator stare to those of you listening. That's when you start at the eyes, take the elevator down to the feet, and then you ride the elevator back up as you're staring. So she's watching me. I'm like, why is she watching me? And she goes, you're in school, you said, right? I go, yeah, I'm studying biology. She's like, and you're how old again? I think I'm 21 at this point. And she goes, oh, that's a shame. I go, why? She goes, I got this daughter, she's like 24 and lazy. And I don't know if that's your type. And I'm thinking to myself, surely if I have a type, 24 and lazy is probably it. Like, it's weird. There was this one time, I don't know whose event we were at, but there's this one lady. Like, I go, again, you gotta hug up everybody when you see them. So, usually when you hug somebody, you move in, you move out.
Yeah.
Right? This lady, you move in, and instead of moving out, she slides a hand down, and she rolls to the side. So now her arm is on my waist. I'm like,
oh, I've done that. I've had that done before.
Like, Kayla, fuck? What is this?
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure it out, but she's all like, keeping me close and shit. I don't know who this lady is. I'd never met her before. But apparently,
she's calling someone over to come see you?
No. At the end of the night, here's the deal. So my dad goes, oh, you remember that lady so-and-so? I go, is that the one hugging me up? My dad goes, like, was she? I'm like, yeah, she totally was. I'm like, I couldn't figure it out. And she goes, oh, you know why? Do you remember how she kept saying you look like so-and-so uncle? Like, apparently I look like one of dad's brothers when I had the long hair and shit.
Oh, okay.
She goes, yeah. She had a crush on him from, like, years ago, and apparently you look like him, so if she was hugging you up, well, there you go. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever been a part of. I'm never leaving the house again.
Well, you're lucky. You just get hugs, and, like, my culture gets to do 3 kisses. It gets tedious, and you're like, and, like, you're doing the air after a while, and you're just like, please, dear God, not the old smelly drunk guy.
Yeah, smelly drunk guys are weird.
Yeah.
I was at a wedding. This one guy, like, fully kissed my neck, and it was at the point of the night where everybody's drunk, so you couldn't really be mad. It's like, well, whatever. And he's like, hey, I just want you to know, man, I love you, man. We're like super close and shit. And hey, man, keep doing what you're doing. And this guy probably just kissed me on the neck. I'm like, why are you kissing? Like, hey, don't. Please, stop. This is weird.
On the other note, guys, don't smell girls' hair. That's creepy. Also, you have some guys, I don't know, some guys like to nibble on girls' ears. Don't do it. It's just like three piercings in your ear or like have like metal coming out of it. Just like part of your ear.
Yeah, I can see how that would be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I knew this girl once and she was a hugger. Every time you see her, she wants to hug you. She did this with everybody.
I love hugs.
And this one time, she'd see me and she'd hug me. And for whatever reason, she's hugging people extra long on this day. I don't know if she hadn't seen anybody.
Maybe she's sad.
Maybe she's depressed. So I get this hug, right? And she's talking to everybody while she's hugging somebody. And for whatever, she was at the point of her conversation with somebody else where she was like, oh yeah, I haven't washed my hair in 3 days. I don't know why this...
How do you let that out in the...
I don't know why this is a conversation. But she says that she's hugging me, and she's shorter than me to the point where the top of her head is right underneath my nose.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm like...
I can tell.
Yeah, I believe you. You have not washed your hair in 3 days. So if you're shorter than dudes, you insist on hugging them. Don't let me know that you're anti-shampoo for the week. I don't need to know that. Speaking of ladies who try to hook me up with their daughters, this one time we're at like a funeral.
Oh, great place.
My funeral stories are the stuff of legend at this point. So it's me and my sister. We're leaving somebody's house. And me and my sister are in the kitchen. Because before we leave, they're like, hey, you want something to eat? I'm like, nah, I don't want anything to eat. Well, go have something to drink. So I'm like, all right, I'll go get a Sprite or something. So me and my sister, we go get a Sprite. And there's this weird lady in there who we've never seen before. She's just really happy to see you. She's smiling and shit. So we smile, we nod, and we just go away. So my mom is the last person to leave the house. So she meets this lady in the kitchen. She comes out to the car and she's laughing. We're like, what's so funny? She's like, you saw the lady in the kitchen, right? I'm like, yeah? Who is she? She's like, well, here's a story for you. She asked me if I knew the last two kids who were in the kitchen. She goes, yeah, those are my kids. And the lady laughed. She's like, oh, so they're not dating. I go, no. My mom goes, no, those are my kids. They were not dating. She goes, oh, so your son, is he seeing anybody? And my mom's like, no, I don't think he is. Why? She's like, oh, I have these two daughters. One's like,
two for what?
One's like 21, one's like 25. And I was just wondering. And my mom's like, no, no. But she comes in, she's like, yeah, so if you're interested, that lady's probably still in the kitchen. I'm like, ew. I don't want to know your daughters, man.
I hate that when people think you and your brother are dating. Like, when we go to weddings, we get sat together, me and my brother.
Yeah.
And there was like, oh, you're not going to go with your boyfriend. Like, my boyfriend.
Oh, show that shit,
my brother, right? Because we're being all rude to each other. But obviously, we're brother and sister, so being rude is okay.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that's why I thought it was a weird dynamic. I'm like, because we're not going out?
Yes, it's strange, man.
I never liked that. It creeps me out.
I'm not a fan of it. Like, I just want... Look, don't hook me up with anyone. Random friend of mine, whoever's listening to this, I don't want your help. I want my own weird situation that I can turn into a movie later.
Yeah.
Preferably. I think that's the majority of what everybody wants. Yes?
Yeah.
I want a movie. I want to go to the moon and...
In a rocket ship.
In a rocket ship. And pull off something that no one saw coming. And I think it'd be great. Unless I blow up on the way. In which case, hey, YOLO.
If I built it, you probably would.
Hey, you would be one of the lead physicists, because I can't think of that many I know.
You got a crack team there, then.
Yeah, crack would be the word. So I think that's it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think
yeah, I got nothing else.
You got links you want to share?
So, once again, it's Live Below the Line. You can find it on my Twitter page. I have links on it all the time. My Twitter is @TaliaPaul. And if you want to look me up, the website is actually liveworldline.ca/me/NataliaPaul.
All right. You want people to stalk you on Facebook?
Yeah. Facebook, Natalia Paulina Facebook. There's only one, so.
See, I thought you were going to say no because of all the random stories we had before.
No, it's cool. Facebook's fun.
Clearly you're adventurous.
Oh, I like it.
So that's why she's one of my friends, kids.
Thanks again to my friend Natalia for coming through the show. She really kept it going for the last 3 weeks, and I do appreciate it. Hopefully some of the listeners in this audience appreciate her too. Before we go, you all know the drill. I'm going to throw plugs at your way. duck. They're dangerous, and I want you to be safe. You can find me on YouTube.com under the name GeniusBoy88. You can find me on Twitter.com at ThatCSAGuy. And you can check out the blog, ThatCSAGuy.blogspot.ca. That wraps it up from here for another week. You have been listening to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. And before we go, da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da 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 da. Thank you, Johnny Curtis.